Now, for the film fans among you, here is Peter Smith with the latest from Czech cinematography in this month's Screen Czech.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Screen Czech with me, Peter Smith. Coming up in today's programme, the undisputed most famous Czech film director, Miloš Forman, speaks about his varied career, both here in the Czech Republic and in Hollywood. And also I'll be talking to the model, singer and now actress, Iva Frölingová, about what it's like to make a screen debut and the ups and downs of working with one of the most successful Czech directors, still resident in the country, Filip Renč. Let's start with Miloš Forman, director of such famous Czech movies as Fireman's Ball and Lovers of a Blonde in the 1960s, before his move stateside and Hollywood blockbusters such as One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus. A child of Jewish parents who perished in World War II Nazi concentration camps, Forman, speaking at a recent director round table in the US, started by explaining how his early trauma started to shape his life and career.
It's much easier to lose parents when you're a child than when you're an adult. Because as a child, you don't really realize it's what's happening. It's, you know, the finality of life, you don't comprehend that, you know. But of course, you know, later after puberty, when you start to realize what's happening, and after the war, when I... Because everybody sheltered me, you know, nobody told me. I was just, oh, your parents are in a camp, in a concentration camp. Well, only camp I knew was the Boy Scout camp, and nobody was telling me what's, you know, the horrors of which I learned after the war when I, you know, was reaching puberty and realized the tragedy. It was a mixture of, you know, the tragedy and comedy I saw around myself.
After being expelled from his orphanage school, the young Forman went to Prague and went into filmmaking, becoming part of the so-called Czech New Wave of the 1960s, a rebel movement against the mainstream regime-sensitive Czech movies of the time.
The reaction of all of us who started in the, you know, early 60s making movies was not to follow our idols, but it was a reaction to the stupidity and superficiality of the so-called social realism movies. Oh, you know, it was a wonderful period in one sense that because we were all in the same danger. First of all, we were lucky because everyone was different. You know, Chytila was different from Jireš, Jireš from Pasar, Pasar from Nemec, Nemec from me, from Juracek. So that was not reason for competition or jealousy. For this reason, plus the establishment tried to quelch, you know, to suppress this filmmaking. So Attack on One was attack on all of us. So we really stuck together. And thanks to the reaction to our films abroad, suddenly it was difficult for the authorities to pretend that this is something which can be dismissed. That was the situation which saved us.
But it was only a matter of time before his movies raised eyebrows within the communist regime, most notably Fireman's Ball.
Well, it was briefly released in July 68, and on in August 21st, 68, the Russian invaded Czechoslovakia, and the film was banned officially forever. So I was legally, you know, outside when the Russians invaded Czechoslovakia, and so finally I decided, because I knew that having a film, this film banned for forever, I wouldn't be able to continue work, you know, unless I would conform and do something, you know, make some propaganda communist movie. So I decided rather to stay, to, you know, emigrate.
And Forman set about re-establishing himself as a film director in the United States, adapting remarkably fast to the cultural differences, even embracing the flower power movement of the time, which was ironically to lead to his first major movie, Hair.
I was here for the, I think it was for the New York Film Festival in 67, and I saw very first public production of Hair. And I went backstage and I talked to my broken English, Jimmy and Jerry, and found out to my amazement that they knew my films, they knew Love of the Blonde, and I wanted to make the movie of Hair.
And on the back of Hair, he was hired to direct the film that would lead to his first Oscar, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
You know, it's funny because when I got this offer to make Cuckoo's Nest, a friend of mine, an American friend of mine, told me, don't touch it, because, you know, that's very dangerous, because it's, you know, it's such Americana, and you can't really do it right, and if you flop with your first really film, you know, that will be the end of the... I said, what are you talking, Americana? For you, it's a book, it's a literature, it's a fiction. But for me, it was reality. I lived it. Communist Party was my big nurse. What's the difference? So, and that's the same thing, you know, because, yes, people can have different tastes, different colors, different... but the nature, human nature is the same everywhere.
Cigarettes are not important. Sit down, will you? Christ's sake, cigarettes.
You sit down!
Yes, but I want to know...
Sit down, Mr. Cheswick.
I want to...
Give him a cigarette, will you, Harding?
My last one.
The film did very well at the Oscars, with Forman picking up his first for Best Director. And this led to his next, and possibly his grandest, project, Amadeus. Filmed in 1984, it was the first time that Forman had returned to his native Czechoslovakia.
It was very emotional when I went there for the first time to negotiate and see locations. But once we started to shoot, you know, it's funny, you have to cut yourself emotionally from everything totally and to be able to concentrate on your work. It was interesting, you know, because there was a great opposition in the political circles to allow me to shoot there, especially the communist cell at the Barrandov studio. The film directors, they wrote letters to send to committee of the party, you know, not to allow me to do the film. But the Ministry of Finance, they allowed me to... It was somehow absurd. Of course, we were constantly under the surveillance of the secret police, you know, which didn't bother us because we didn't do anything except making a movie.
Almost comic. Just a pulse. Bassoons, basset horns. Like a rusty squeeze box.
Again, Forman took home the Oscars with Amadeus. Forman, however, was less prolific after the film, but awards did follow for such films as Man on the Moon and Goya's Ghosts. Age, he says, has finally made him more choosy.
When you are getting older, every film is 2 years of your life. So getting older, you know, think a little harder on what you want to spend 2 years of your life on. And secondly, I feel like I didn't stop working at all. But it's for me like... My love left me. So you are not ready immediately, look, you know, you are not emotionally ready to start another relationship.
Miloš Forman there, still working and even doing some acting at the age of 79.
Věřím ve tvé sny, věřím ve všechny ty dny, kdy s tebou vstávám. Věřím znova a zas, i když všechno kolem nás uvadá.
Moving on now to the Czech model and singer, Iva Frilingová, who popped into the studio last week to discuss her new career direction as an actor. Frilingová, who usually sings in French, stars in a new TV drama, Cruel Infidelity, directed by Philip Wrench. I started by asking her what were the fresh challenges she faced as an actress.
I felt like an alien, you know, in the middle of all those people. I felt like I don't belonged there, but in the same time I was so happy for this experience, and I was very grateful to Philip Branch that he let me do this. I mean, that's great, it's amazing for me, but it's just, I think it's two different groups, musicians and actors. It's two different planets. Actors, like, they in the backstage they say the stories and they talk about, you know, little stories that happen to them, and they're full of smiles and stuff, and musicians are just, you know, it's a different planet because they're kind of depressed and just like, you know, yeah, well. And so it's two different planets, and suddenly I didn't know what to do, how to, you know, react, how to be. And so that was a bit strange.
And what was it like working as an actress for the renowned director Philip Wrench?
what's great is that he knows what he's doing. So he knows how to explain it to you, so you know what to do. And those are very important things, I think. In the same time, you know, me, I think he kind of took me as a, like, a little girl for fun or something, you know. I just he was talking to all those actors like, okay, Monica, you're doing this great. Okay, Peter, do this. Yeah, okay, perfect. Eva, you're sitting very well. It's very cute, you know. I'm like, come on, you know. I think he saw that I was nervous, and he was trying to make me feel okay with his little jokes that just, you know, always made me laugh. And I was like, what am I doing, you know? But in the same time, that was good because it relieved some of the stress I had. So.
Eva Freelinkova there, now an actress as well as a singer and a model. Anyway, that's about it for Screen Check for today. So from me, Peter Smith, please join me again soon and keep watching.
Věřím, že mě znáš, když se ráno usmíváš.